right, peace, y'all. Peace. What's poppin', man? Got a interesting live to talk about today, man. We're gonna be talking about some real stuff, man. I got some people to shout out real quick. Hold up. Let me see, man. Where y'all at? Oh, salute to my dude TV, man. Appreciate you, man. My dude TV. Yo, listen, man. If y'all send me a Cash App, man, I'll shout y'all out on the live. You heard, man? Greatly appreciated to everybody that donates to this channel, man. We dropped the video also on Patreon. Oh, that's the Nas joint. Y'all want to check this out? It's available on Patreon. Also, we did the Signs of Allegiance, Signs and Symbols, and Corporations. If this video do good, I do a part two to it. You know what I'm saying? To break down more symbols. I know people said this was informative. All right. So salute to everybody that joined the Patreon. Like I said, the link is in the description below. All right. Let me shout some people out. Who up in here? Jet Life Django. It's popping. Traquan Smith. Slim Hussein. Thunder Damn Beats. North Park Hazzy. J Monster Beats. Was popping. Niecy Brown. Vinny Espy. Z, what's going on? Eric T. I got any new people in here, man? Any new people? Lyricist, what's popping? Tammy Bean. Philip C. Who else? Herb's Delusion, what's popping? Shice Black. Black Bronze Flat Power Guard, what's popping? Benadryl in the building. What's poppin', Benadryl? Joe So Loves You. I'm here and in time. All right, so let's talk about it. We got enough people in the chat right now. So I got two things to discuss, really. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't watch award shows no more. You know what I'm saying? I haven't watched an award show in I don't know how long, right? But in Europe, they got like a big award show. All right, very popular. They call this the Eurovision. Now, I'm going to break this down. I found this article and it's kind of crazy because we're going to get an understanding on how they do these rituals on these award shows, man. And this lady basically did a whole ritual on this thing, man. And then we're going to talk about it, but we definitely going to talk about it. And also, we're going to be talking about how they want to control our brains. Now, like I always tell y'all, I got to sneak the candy and the medicine. You know what I'm saying? I can't just do a video directly talking about this stuff. So we gonna mask it with this award stuff, and then we gonna talk about the real stuff. You know what I'm saying? Salute to everybody in the chat. BP, what's going on? He said, new people, stand up. Yeah, okay. Good Vibe said, I'm new. Alright, yeah, I don't know. I don't never see the new people in here. Terrell Jones, what's going on? Who is Bambi Thug? A deer? Yeah, I don't know who this person is, but I did find this to be kind of crazy. And we're going to play the video, all right? We're going to play the video. Salute to everybody in the chat. I don't know, the chat froze. They said, I did yesterday, so shame. I hate honors, the movie. I hate horrors, the movie was stupid. What movie you talking about, Niecy? I don't know what you're talking about. Ta-ta, what's popping? Dog Migo, shout out the new crew. Ain't nobody new in here. I guess they all catch the replay, man. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Kyoko, Teacher Stringfield. JR said, Jay, I saw this on Eurovision. It's big here in Europe and the UK. Yeah, it was hard find to see. Yeah, Sodom and Gomorrah in one building. Also, Bambi Thug is an Irish musician and witch. Yeah, this is gonna be kind of crazy. Now, I'm gonna play this and I'll break it down for y'all, but we gotta read this article, man, about what's really going on with this type of stuff, and then we're gonna talk about it. Yes, we're gonna talk about it. They trying to control our minds, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And it sound crazy, but what I'm gonna show y'all, all right? I'm trying to tell you, man. It's unbelievable, man. Make sure y'all hit the Cash App. Your boy funds is low right now, but make sure y'all show love and hit the Cash App, man. YouTube is playing with my numbers, as the guy across the street say. They playing with my numbers. You know what I'm saying? They playing with my numbers, man. But let's play this thing real quick, man. Let me show y'all this nonsense, and then we're gonna break down this whole award show. Salute to everybody in the chat. Dog Migo said, "Don't play it, bro." Nah, we gonna play it. She casting a spell on stage, bruh. I mean, this is as blatant as I could ever imagine. This is blatant. This is creepy and blatant. This is creepy. Look, they got the upside down cross there. Look at this. Look at this, man. It's crazy, man. I don't know what this Eurovision thing is, but it's creepy. Look at this, man. I don't know, is this a boy or a girl? That's what I want to know. Is this a boy or a girl? That's what's throwing me off. I don't know if this is a boy or a girl. This is what I be talking about. You know what I'm saying? This is crazy, man. This is crazy, man. I don't know what this person is or who this person is. But they blatant with it, man. They blatant with it. Blatant. Nah, this is crazy. What is this? Look at this. They putting this on TV, man. On TV, dog. On TV, man. On TV, man. Yo, you want to know what's so crazy that I want to know? And I kind of feel like I know why. Why do all of these artists that, you know, get into the pop culture, right? I'm starting to believe that witchcraft is probably pop culture, because why do all of these artists that come in this industry, they're all wholesome and Christian and all of this stuff at first. They look pure, their eyes are pure, you know, and then sooner or later they just get corrupt. You got Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, who else, man? Doja Cat, who else, man? You know, it's just like they come in, Sam Smith or whatever, Lil Nas X, they come in the game a certain way, and then they end up dark and demonic. Like, you know, were these people like that all along, and then, you know, they push that agenda to us to, like, you know, show their progress? Because I watch a lot of interviews, and I just don't understand, like, these people, all of them, almost all of them, they all have some sort of innocence with them when they first get interviewed. Like, they're green, they don't know what's going on. And then a couple years later, it's like their clothes dress different, their facial structure's different, they thinking different, they talking different. I don't understand, son. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand what the point of that is to put that on TV, man. You got children watching this. And that's why I said I think that witchcraft is considered pop culture. It's being popularized now. And it's going to be normal. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be normal. It's slowly pushing out old religions. Slowly. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy to me. But let's take a look at this, y'all. Let me show y'all this. We're going to read this article, man. This is crazy, man. Yeah, so when y'all talk about, when we say, oh, yeah, it's a demonic ritual, man. Oh, yeah, y'all don't know what y'all talking about. The Illuminati ain't real. Okay, so what is this? The Eurovision 2024 finale was basically a demonic ritual. on stage, on TV. You know what I'm saying? They said it appears to have been scripted. But they're going to break down, salute to a vigilant citizen. They're going to break down how this whole thing went. Eurovision is a massive television event that has been held annually since 1956. Throughout the years, the competition has launched some of the world's best-selling singles and turned numerous artists into global superstars. So, it's like what they call that show, American Idol or something like that. It's like that, American Idol. Of course, the world elite had to turn this campy music competition into an outlet for indoctrination, and they couldn't be subtle about it. The entire thing had to become a heavy-handed embodiment of Sodom and Gomorrah. Salute to all who said that. That's a fact. I mean, there's no reason why this stuff is being, you know, publicized. Like, you know what I mean? Man, listen, man. Look, then they got this dude up here. He holding up the flag. A weirdo dressed in a furry BDSM outfit shows his support for them. That's crazy, man. This is a freak show. This is a freak. Oh, my bad, y'all. My bad, y'all. I didn't mean to do that. What is going on here? Look, they putting this all on TV, yo. Oh, no. What is going on here, yo? This is the Bambi Thug person. So Ireland's Bambi Thug wears a satanic corruption of Jesus' crown of thorns. As we'll soon see, this black crown will take an important meaning at the end of the competition. So she got the crown thorns on her head to be blasphemous towards the man's. Didn't I tell y'all the satanic Bible ain't nothing but the holy Bible, just backwards. Everything is flipped. You know what I'm saying? Everything in that book is flipped. It's duality. So if you read the Bible and you read the satanic Bible, you'll see it's the same damn thing, son. It's just flipped. They do everything in mockery. It's to mock God. That's why they doing it. You get what I'm saying? See, their God is Satan. All right, that's their God. All right, our God is the Most High, the Creator. But the devil wanted to be like God. That's why they doing this. It's all mockery. During her performance, Bambi Thug lights candles around an inverted pentagram, the center of which is in an all-seeing eye. This is not entertainment anymore. It's an actual ritual. Thank you. Who gave the green light for this? Like, okay, we're gonna just say, oh, it's only entertainment. Oh, really? Really? The singer lifts the demon from the depths of hell at the center of the ritualistic circle. So when I told y'all people be doing this type of stuff, you seen ASAP Rocky, all of these dudes inside of these pentagrams. This why they doing it. They summoning demons and devils and all of this nonsense. On TV, though. On TV. So now, if a person is watching this crap, right? Watching this whole crap, you allowing that nonsense to come up in your presence. You get what I'm saying? This why we shouldn't be watching this stuff no more. Award shows and all of these Super Bowl different rituals and all. We shouldn't be watching that stuff because they're inviting these things into our homes, and it causes confusion, it causes corruption, causes bad luck, all kind of nonsense. You know what I'm saying? And now, mind you, if you stay prayed up, if you keep God first and you keep God in your house and all of this stuff, you ain't gonna have no issues with this. But for those that are unprotected, yeah, look, and she's got a pentagram tattooed on her hand. The witch and the demon share romantic moments. Meanwhile, families are sitting in their living rooms wondering if they're still watching a music competition. So they're getting desperate, y'all. They're getting desperate. On Bambi's forehead. Let me see what y'all talking about in the chat. I need to see what y'all saying. Yeah, they said, in your face. Yeah. I don't even know who Bambi is, but that deer. Yeah, I mean, this is another Doja Cat replica. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I don't understand why these people got to do this. I don't get it. I don't get why they have to do this. Like, this is some weird stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? On Bambi's forehead is a triskelion, an ancient Celtic symbol with a profound occult meaning. In this case, the triskelion was styled to look like 666. Coincidence? Wow, wow. You're going to paint that on her head? Man, these people are wicked, bro. That's all I'm getting from this. These people are wicked. She's still standing in that damn pentagram thing, man. This is a ritual. The circle's center turned into a dodecagram. What is a dodecagram? Let's look that up. Let's look what that is, because I never heard of that. Dodecagram. Geometry stuff here. Dodecagram. Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. So, yeah. All right. 12 vertical. So, it's got 12 points. So, this is, yeah. So, in geometry, a dodecagram is a star polygon or compound with 12 verticals. There is one regular dodecagram polygon and a turning number of 5. Yeah, this is some geometry stuff here. That's crazy, though. 12 pointed star associated with the 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12 tribes of Israel, and other occult meanings. Whoa. The last leg of the song consists of Bambi screaming her head off. Yeah, because I blurred the music out. I was like, I'm not playing this on the live. You know what I'm saying? The music was, I'm not going to lie. As she uses her witch powers to cause the demon to convulse on the ground. Like, this is crazy. The performance ends with the words, "Crown the witch." Didn't I say this is going to be like pop culture? This is why you see a lot of these rappers turning wicked now, son. You know what I'm saying? It's weird. In a funny segment, the show's host informs viewers that the Eurovision soundtrack can be listened to in runestone form. So they showing the runestone. This was like an ancient form of spell casting. I did videos on this too. But this is what they would use to like get messages from certain spirits. But now the fact that you putting this on TV, it should let me know, like, all right, y'all into some dark stuff all over. It ain't just her performance. The whole award show is with this nonsense. You get what I'm saying? So when you watching this, you understand. Now, he's standing in front of the solar eclipse. This is what it looked like. This is what this looked like. This, whoever this person is standing in front of the solar eclipse. The competition winner was Nemo. He performed wearing a short skirt. Bro, what is going on, bro? Why? And did y'all hear about Mexico? They saying that Mexico is being ran by Zionists now. That's crazy. And did y'all know that in the Talmud, all right, there are 12 different genders? It's all making sense now. No wonder this stuff is being popularized. Because the Zionists have control over the media. So when you're seeing all this funny nonsense being promoted on TV, that makes perfect sense. They believe in the Talmud, they believe that there are 12 different genders. A, B, C, D, E, LGBTQ, Q, R, S, D, W, V. Yo, come on, son. Nah, son. Now, it says, of course, the winner had to be used to push agendas mere days after the win. Look, they put the same crown that was on her head. They put it on the Bambi thug person head. They put it on his head. So he's blessed now with the satanic powers. He's going to level up out there in Europe. He's going to level up. Nemo held the crown throughout his long walk to the stage. When he was given the trophy, he was still wearing the satanic crown that was blessed. during Bambi's demonic performance. Son, what in the world? Bro, I don't understand that. I don't get that, man. I don't get the point of that, man. Let me see what y'all talking about in the chat. This is some weird nonsense, man. If you want to be famous today in today's day and age and you with this type of stuff, listen, man, I don't know what to tell you, but these people, and this is why it makes sense why all of these people are hooked on narcotics. They can't focus. They can't sleep. You know what I'm saying? They playing a dirty game. And when you sell your soul, I tell y'all all the time, when you sell your soul, you can't get that back, son. You cannot get that back, son. And for eternity, when your physical body leaves for eternity, son, your spirit will be a slave to that demon that you conjured up, son. You're gonna have to pay that debt. This ain't no joke, son. This is why I be trying to tell people, hey, leave that stuff alone, man. You want to be famous and rich, man. It's gonna cost you. It's gonna cost you, big dog or big sis. People so eager to be involved in this nonsense, man. Why would you put this on TV? You got kids watching this that want to be superstars, and now they got to think that they got to do this stuff to be on this witch's level. You understand what I'm saying? When it's not pure talent, it's not made off of pure talent. She has engineers, she has managers, she has publicists, all of these people, right, that command her to do what she's told. She don't even write her own music, probably. She don't pick her own beats. She's just there as a puppet to promote this garbage to children, son. You know what I'm saying? To promote this garbage to children. Yeah, Leonardo de Yuta said, it's not your soul to sell. Okay, try it and think it's a game, son. Why do you think, if that's the case, why is it less people famous than more people on the earth? Because it's a selective few group of people. It's a selective few of group of people. And these people know the inner secrets of the world, son. They're taught this. This is why they do all of this stuff. They're taught it. There's no such thing as saying, okay, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go down here to the crossroads, make a pact, and then I'm just going to get rich and famous and not pay nothing. Yeah, okay. And then what's so crazy about all of that is if you actually become famous, right? Was that false? Was that just pure luck? Or was God rewarding you for being obedient and staying in your talent? No, bruh. These people is playing with some other stuff. Some stuff you and I couldn't even imagine, son. I'm trying to tell you, man. Anybody seen where Soluminati went? Yeah, he was messing with that stuff too. Bruh man disappeared. Bruh man lost his brother. Bruh man disappeared, bruh. You messing with that stuff, dog, you got to pay the price. I'm telling y'all, I've read all of those type of books, man, and it got dark energy when you open the book. Soon as you touch the book in your presence, you got some dark energy around you because the words that's in there, trying to tell you, man, make sure y'all hit the Cash App, man. I need help today, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what y'all talking about. Fame. Billy Badger said fame equals an instrument of Satan. That is true. The cloning centers as well, Jay. Do not forget. Now, cloning centers, I truly believe that too. And I also believe that those are meetups for individuals, right? They meet up there to do business or discuss business. These are military groups, military bases, right? Where a lot of this stuff takes place. They have them overseas. They have them in Canada. They have them here. They all over the place. You just wouldn't know. It's so crazy because what if that so-called abandoned building that we walk past every day and we just know that building's been there since we was little kids. Nobody ever touched it. It never got knocked down. You never see nobody go in it, but it's been there. And these are these buildings that these cloning facilities and all of these meetups happen at. You know what I'm saying? That's what I truly believe. So yeah, salute to whoever said that. Dark Migo said, you got Apple Pay, Jay? I think I do. I don't know. Salute. Thank you. Thank you, lyricists. Thank you, lyricists, for showing love. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you to anybody that donates to this channel, man. Niecy Brown said, I hear you, Jay. Yeah, man. It's getting real. All right. So let's talk about some real stuff, man. We've been talking about this long enough. Let's get this dark nonsense over here. So this is important, y'all. This is important, y'all. Now, this article is a little old, but I want to show y'all this. So, we talk about, by ways of these people playing with our brains with things like Neuralink and Meta glasses and, you know, implants in the brain and all of this nonsense, right? But they're coming up with a new technique, all right, to get people to control their minds. Now, like I said, if you don't, right, abide by their rules, eventually, right, it's going to be a problem for you. They will cut you off. They will cut you off, son. Now, government says, salute BP. Thank you, BP. I appreciate you, man. Thank you, my boy. I'm going to call you later, too, man. Thank you, Niecy Brown. I appreciate you. So this is the government released some files about remote mind control. All right, now I want to talk about this. This is an attack on everybody. And you want to know how I feel like they got this? They're going to get this in people? I'm going to show y'all this real quick.
We can even go further. One of the newest developments is that nanoparticulate matter can be stabilized for distribution. You're not aware of what nanoparticulate matter is. It's that matter which exists on a scale of 1 times 10 to the minus 9th. Very, very small. Smaller than a cell. And we can manufacture materials that have discrete properties that can be controlled by virtue of bioengineering and the physical chemistry. To auto-aggregate, to be able to aggregate in particular areas based upon their biological and their chemical sensitivity. But now we go one step further. Most recently, just a few weeks ago, it was announced that you could then aerosolize nanomaterials. And go one step further, I can create small robotic units, controllable robotic units at the nanoscale, and that these two can be aerosolized to create a nanoswarm of biopenetrable materials that you cannot see, that can penetrate all but the most robust biochemical filters, that are able to integrate themselves through a variety of membranes, mucous membranes, and wherever, mouth, nose, ears, eyes, can be then uptaken into the vascular system to create clumping, can affect the vascular system of the brain, or can directly diffuse into the brain space. Done in such a level, their presence is almost impossible to detect, and as such, the attribution becomes exceedingly difficult to demonstrate. How much of this material would I get?
Yo, that's wild. If I'm going to play it without the music, too, because I think I messed up with that music. Hold on. I got to shout some people out. Thank you, Miss Patricia. I appreciate you. Thank you, Miss Patricia. I appreciate you. Thank y'all, man. Everybody that show love, man, I appreciate y'all, man. God bless y'all. I pray the Most High continues to bless y'all and y'all endeavors, man. Anybody that shows love to the channel, man, I most definitely will shout y'all out. Yeah, so now I'm going to play that again without the music, but I'm going to read this article. Now, this is kind of crazy because there was a file out there that they released by accident, all right? And it basically admitted to using remote mind control. Now, they're going to use techniques like putting things in the air. And if y'all didn't know, if y'all couldn't hear what the dude said, he says that these little small particles that's smaller than a skin cell is being released in the air, all right? And what happens is when we breathe this thing in, it turns into particles, right? And now we all have these nano particles in us. So they basically turned us into robots without our consent. So you wonder why certain people have been acting strange, you know what I'm saying? You seeing all kind of disasters and stuff going on. They're testing these things out in different areas, whether it be urban communities, whether it be rural communities, they're testing these things out. And when people breathe this stuff in, All right. They have control over their body now. You know what I'm saying? Over their mind. So when you're seeing people just go off the deep end and all of this stuff, they are controlling them. And this is how they're doing it. This is crazy. A journalist working for the nonprofit organization Muckrock made a bizarre discovery after requesting documents from the U.S. government through the FOIA, indeed a part as part of an ongoing investigation about the white supremacist groups. The journalist sent a request to the Washington State Fusion Center, a Department of Homeland Security which specializes in counterterrorism, detecting criminal activity, disaster planning, cybersecurity, and other threat assessments, along with standard documents such as emails, intelligence briefings, and bulletins. The journalists receive a bizarre file named EM Effects on the Human Body. EM Effects on the Human Body. One document described the effects of psychoelectric weapons, including forced memory blanking, force rigor mortis. Wow. So they basically, y'all know what rigor mortis is, right? You get that right before you about to get up out of here. So they turning you off. They basically can turn you off. Force rigor mortis is the stage previous to when you are no longer here. Your body gets stiff. And then they say sometimes where rigor mortis happens, it's like the person may defecate on themselves, or their body, like if they're in a casket, their body might sit up or something like that, just randomly. You know what I'm saying? And even a forced orgasm, so they can control. Wow, bruh. Wow, they can control that. That's crazy. Another document explains biomagnetic fields and brain waves. See, this is why I told y'all about that music. That's the ain't no reason, bruh. People be listening to music and then go off the deep end. Two concepts that are extremely important in MK Ultra and Monarch Mind Control. Frequencies, brain waves. Yeah. Look at this, y'all. This is crazy, y'all. The final document describes how shady organizations can conduct remote mind control operations through mobile phone networks, trucks disguised as communication vehicles, and black helicopters. I told y'all that them helicopters was going past my window more than usual. Y'all remember I said that? People thought I was bugging out. Come on, son. I ain't bugging. This is crazy, though. Look, they showing how they do it. Look, they showing how they do it. How I zoom this in? They showing how they do this. I hope y'all can see it, man. They showing how they do this, bro. Yo, they showing how they do this, bro. Yeah, they said, Ms. Mocha K said, yup, in earbuds. Man, oh man, yo, it's crazy. Damn, dog, it's crazy. All right, let me zoom out of here. Let me see. The final document describes, all right, we read that already. Although these documents were sent by the WSFC, they do not appear to be created by a government agency. The first image, psychoelectric weapon effects. That's what a lot of you punks out there got. Yeah, it's something in your brain that's being rewired, but that's what it is. Appears to be a part of the 1996 article from Nexus Magazine, which describes a lawsuit brought by John St. Clair, a QE, against the NSA. The 1992 lawsuit claimed that the NSA had the ability to, wow, U.S. citizens covertly or run covert psychological control operations to cause subjects to be diagnosed with ill mental health. So they got technology out there that can make you sick, that can make you crazy. That's what I'm trying to tell you, punks. It's not, you can't blame it on I was born this way. You're a punk, son, because they spraying stuff in the air. They spraying stuff in the water. It's a fact. It's a fact, son. The image also contains the web address. I'm not going to say, but this is crazy, man. The author of the second documents appear to go by the name Super Thick Saha, a whatever the hell. This is wild, man. I don't know, man. Nihilism, what's popping, son? It gotta be something, bro, because there's no way that they can control this. Let me get this nonsense up off the screen. Let's fix this backdrop, because I'm tired of looking at that. Let's do this instead. Yeah, that's a little better. Man, oh man. Yeah, Flashy Mary said, chemtrails, bro. I'm trying to tell you, I hope this reaches people, man. I really do. I really hope this video reaches people, because there's no way that you cannot believe that these people are playing this game now. Like, if you're in denial about this, you just gotta do some research. How could you? The fact that they can control people's mental health, people's well-being with these particles that they're putting out there. Now, let's play the one with no music, because I want y'all to hear what this man said, man. This is crazy to me, bro. Y'all got to hear what this man said. Y'all got to hear it, man. Hold up. Let me see if I can find it. Where is that? Cause yo, he said, I'm like, yo, ain't no way. I'm taking that part out the video, bro. But that's crazy, man. That's crazy. I'm taking that part out, son. I'm taking that part out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Les Charles said, he sounds so excited to do evil. Listen, man, these people are wicked, bro. These people are wicked. You know what I'm saying? These people are wicked. Mar R said, I don't care about celebrities. Me either. Miss Mocha K said, all of the old churches that they won't tear down are energy machines. That's a fact. Now, think about this. When you use certain frequencies, right? And this is another thing that we want to talk about when it comes to frequencies. When you use certain frequencies, it can actually heal your body. But a lot of these people are using negative frequencies. It's in the music, all right? It's in your cell phone, it's in your Wi-Fi, your Bluetooth. They're using negative frequencies, low vibrations. All right? This is why people are so negative these days, and negativity is easily to be promoted. Everybody gravitates towards negativity instead of positivity, because these frequencies are literally being pushed through all of our devices, even our television. You know what I'm saying? I was watching a TV show the other day, right? And it's so crazy. I was in a real upbeat spirit. Now, it's a black show. You know what I'm saying? The Shy, to be exact. And I was in a real good spirit. But then when I put the show on, right, I instantly felt something near my chest that was like real negative. And I just couldn't, I watched it, but I couldn't watch it. It was like I was watching it, but I wasn't. You know what I'm saying? But I realized that they're even projecting these things on television. So when you watching the show, you don't think, yo, this thing is affecting me. It actually is. You know what I'm saying? And it's functioning off of a low vibration, son. All of these, there's no such way that you could say, all right, how are they using helicopters and planes to control people's minds? Because they spraying stuff in the air, bro. Through aerosol and all of this stuff. And they can do whatever they want. You know what I'm saying? They can do whatever they want. Salute Alisa Miller. What's popping? Seven Sign, what's going on? Kyoko, what's poppin'? She said, we need to know what frequency it is so that we can turn it off once they recognize. Maybe I could show y'all this. I'll show y'all this. Hold on. I'm not going to deprive. I put this on Patreon, but I'll show y'all this real quick. Hold up. This is about frequencies, if y'all want to know. Because it makes sense how all of these things are basically being portrayed to us. You know what I'm saying? By way of frequencies. Hold on. Let me just make sure. Ah, man. You know what? I got to get it off of there. Hold up. Let me see. Maybe I'll do it like this. I want to show y'all this, man. And it's about frequencies. It's the craziest thing ever. Salute BZ the Prophet, man. Appreciate you, dog. Appreciate you, dog. Y'all gotta see this, though. It's about frequencies. It's on my Patreon. But I won't deprive y'all, man. You know what I mean? Let's full screen it real quick. Alright. Salute to everybody in the building, man. Let me turn this off real quick. Because I want y'all to hear this, man. Now 6-9, yeah. Witty T said the end. Nihilism, what's popping? Peace, cancel all evil negative manifestations. Please do, man. Please don't carry that burden around, man. You know what I'm saying? 9 is born in supreme mathematics. Wow, yeah, you went there. You went there, God. It's 12 notes in the half step scale. I'm confused. So would it be Mac Tactical? Would it be that they added on more notes? They could have added on more notes. You know what I'm saying? That probably isn't the original half step scale. You feel me? It probably, you know. Nihilism said, if you know, you know. Facts, man. Salute, man. I appreciate everybody for being here right now. I'll be live tomorrow. Like I said, if you was here, you had to be here. Because the information that we share is only for those that are here, man. Peace and blessings to y'all. I hope y'all have a wonderful day. Thank you to everybody that donates. I will shout y'all out on the following live. Salute to the replay gang, man. I love y'all. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, man. We did a video on Nas. Working on a new video today, man. Also, the signs of allegiance. If y'all want me to do this again, I'll do a part two, son. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want me to do this again, I'll do more signs and symbols. And we breaking down the logos. You know what I'm saying? If this do good, you know what I'm saying? If it do good, then, you know, maybe I'll just put it up on YouTube or whatever. I don't know. You know what I mean? But I did go into detail about a lot of stuff, so... Yeah, I don't know, man. But salute to everybody in the chat, man. Peace and blessings. I hope y'all enjoy. Y'all wonderful Tuesday, man. I'll be back tomorrow, y'all. Peace.